Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In spite of previous warnings when I introduced at the Capital Link conference a few years ago, Pericles Panagopoulos first and Lambros Varnavidis a year later, that each of them would be the last I would accept his invitation to me to do so, our host, Nicholas Bornozis, keeps coming back, and every time he makes the same excuse. You can't refuse, he's your friend. He did the same when he called me from New York while I was in Malmo attending a conference of the World Maritime University 3 weeks ago. This time, my friend was Kitak Lim, and how could I refuse? For Kitak is not only who he is, and who does not know that? He's a family friend I've had for almost three decades, since he was Korea's permanent representative to IMO, while serving at his country's embassy in London, and I was director of the Maritime Safety Division. It was at that time that the seeds of his charismatic personality and fine sense of humor, coupled with hard work and good knowledge of shipping, began falling on fertile ground within the organization's constituency, winning him friendships that lasted the test of time. So much so that when, after an absence from IMO for some 10 years, his country submitted his candidature for Secretary General, nobody asked, Kitak Lim, who? He was fondly remembered and richly rewarded for all the virtues I just mentioned and many more. During his first 2.5 years at the helm of IMO, the organization had, in addition to its usual heavy agenda of items covering the full spectrum of maritime safety and pollution prevention and control, legal and ocean preservation issues, technical cooperation and facilitation of international maritime traffic, it had to deal with three major issues: ballast water management, low sulfur fuel, and climate change. While on the second, the jury is still out, amidst disconcerting clouds gathering in the horizon due to uncertainties surrounding the issue, the decisions made on ballast water and climate change can, against the background of the legacy he inherited, be judged as significant successes. Extending by 2 years the date for the installation of ballast water treatment systems on existing ships showed IMO's ability to deal with difficult issues with a sense of pragmatism and a sensible understanding of the difficulties facing the industry. While the compromise decision made 2 months ago by the MEPC, calling for the reduction by 50% of greenhouse gas emissions emanating from shipping by the year 2050, vis-a-vis those assessed in 2008, was hailed as a good outcome, laying somewhere between the two extreme positions sought by two different groups of countries. Ladies and gentlemen, these are not easy times for IMO and its Secretary General, both of whom are striving to reach decisions by consensus, the hallmark of IMO's success over the years. At a time when intense political and environmental pressures jeopardize the status of the organization as the global regulator of shipping, and when the EU threatens to go ahead with regional measures. In these circumstances, our keynote speaker has displayed commendable virtues of leadership while assisting with a firm hand aplomb and a sense of humor, the MEPC to make sound decisions, thus rendering good services to both the environment and shipping. And only 2 weeks ago, during a high-level forum organized within the organization's 70th anniversary celebrations, graciously inaugurated by Her Majesty the Queen, he reminded us all that IMO's greatest achievement has been the creation of a level playing field among its members through global standards uniformly implemented. While these things are routinely happening in London, he, Kitak Lim, is globe-trotting, delivering a hectic travel schedule, crossing land and sea from north to south and east to west, visiting member states, celebrating events, opening meetings and delivering speeches, cutting ribbons, and of course, playing golf. It will be a milestone day in his life when he becomes a football aficionado, and I convince him to become a Manchester United fan. Ladies and gentlemen, the few things I've said about Mr. Lim and his successful tenure of office so far augur an even better future for IMO, which I have no doubt the organization will achieve under Kitak's prudent stewardship. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the IMO Secretary General, Mr. Kitak Lim.